anyone's interested, by the way, I am recording this session, so if you happen to get in partially on the call or you want to, you know, let a friend know, I do have it on a cassette tape. So anyway, so now that you've taken this external source of digestive enzymes, the stomach signals the pancreas, all right, I've got enough. The brain, the pancreas signals the brain, hey, I don't need any raw materials, I've got enough now and I'm fine. So the brain and the pancreas stop producing digestive enzymes in its normal cycle. Well, have you really taken care of the deficiency by taking external digestive enzymes? Have you taken care of the lack of raw materials, you know, raw enzymes, raw cofactors, raw amino acids? Well, no. Have you taken care of the fact that the pancreas is stressed because you're pre-diabetic? Well, no. Have you taken care of the fact, well, the pancreas might have been injured or something? Well, no. So taking digestive enzymes is literally like putting your finger in the dike to stop the water. Yes, you have taken care of the symptoms. Yes, your body is digesting food, but now your body is reliant on an external source of digestive enzymes for life. And I think you'll find, like a lot of other supplements, that as you keep taking them with age, you'll have to increase the dosage every year to get the same effects. Because your body is being accustomed to the external source, and your body has not been kick-started to holistically heal from within to start producing the enzymes. And so you started with a lazy pancreas, and by taking the external source of enzymes, you've temporarily supplemented the deficiency, but you're left with a lazy pancreas now. There's nothing in the external enzymes that's going to cause the body to produce more, and so you have to continue on with the dependency on it. One of the examples that brought this to light to me is we have some business associates that teach a raw food class for dogs and cats. They teach you how to prepare a raw food diet, you know, which is much better than the, you know, dry kibbles and the canned food out there. Well, they've been using this digestive enzyme for years. It's like 6 to 8 pet enzymes in a jar. You can get it at most pet stores. And it was working great. You know, they saw great results in their pets, and the pets showed no symptoms of a lack of enzymes. Well, I introduced them to Bio Superfood, and I said, well, this has over 4,000 enzymes in it. And they go, oh, well, is that better than these 8 enzymes I have in this jar? I says, well, it doesn't contain specifically the digestive enzymes in the jar, but it has 4,000 cofactors, coenzymes, raw ingredients, amino acids, et cetera, that will cause the animal, or will provide the animal with the raw materials to produce its own digestive enzymes instead of supplementing it. And they thought about that a while, and so they started using it. And they started using it in addition to their pet enzymes. And then finally, they took away their pet enzymes and just gave the Bio Superfood in their raw food diet. And they told me they found that they had better results when they discontinued the pet enzymes and they just used the Bio Superfood in their raw food mixture. And to me, that literally shows that, yes, you have caused the animal's internal ability to heal to wake up. You don't have to supplement a deficiency with digestive enzymes, but you can give the raw materials, you can wake up the brain and increase the nerve signals down to the pancreas, and you can give all the ingredients the pancreas needs to create its own digestive enzymes so that the animal's not dependent on the external ones for life. And this is what I'm seeing. I'm seeing that once the symptoms go away in an animal, that we can not always, but sometimes we can either decrease the dosage or decrease the formula even. Formula 3 Plus is the most therapeutic, and it has 75% antioxidants, 25% nutrition. We usually use that if an animal has a serious health problem. They need the antioxidants. They need the therapeutic strength. But as an animal heals and as the symptoms go away, sometimes if the animal's young enough, we can decrease and go back to Formula 2 Plus, which is 50% nutrition and 50% antioxidants, and the animal stays healthy without symptoms. And this, to me, is the benefit of a whole food product. You literally wake up the animal's natural ability to heal, and they aren't dependent on that dosage of Bio Superfood, or as dependent, I should say, as you would a supplement. So why is biopreparation, other than, you know, it has four blends of algae and spirulina, you know, how else is it different than all the other animal products out there? Well, one is all the ingredients in biosuperfood are native to an animal's and people's diet. All it is spirulina and algae. There's no other herbs, there's no other extracts of mushrooms, there's no exotic, you know, concentrates from the Amazon jungle. Every ingredient is native to all animals and people's diet. And people forget that algae are one-cell organisms, and they're the very first food and organism that formed on Earth. They're at the bottom of the food chain, and nature meant every living thing and creature above algae to utilize the algae as food. So that includes plants, animals, and humans. We're supposed to eat algae to get, you know, our nutrition. Well, biopreparation contains over 4,000 live enzymes, and I don't know of many products that claim that. You can get 6 or 8 enzymes in a jar, you know, if you buy digestive enzymes, but where can you get over 4,000 enzymes in a single product? Another reason why I like biopreparation is it doesn't treat the symptoms. There's literally no health condition that biopreparation can't help. Now, it may not necessarily be enough to take care of all the symptoms all the time. And sure, if an animal comes to me and it's in stage 3 of cancer or a growth or a tumor or whatever, it's going to be very difficult to reverse that. But what I have seen is that there is no condition that biosuperfood and biopreparation cannot affect. It can do some benefit to just about all animals. Okay, so what I see then is this quantum leap, is that instead of going to the pet store and getting a bottle of oils or flaxseed oil, salmon oil, you know, sardine oil, whatever, for the skin and coat, or instead of getting a supplement of shark cartilage or glucosamine or conjoint sulfate for the joints and to increase flexibility, instead of getting a jar of digestive enzymes, which the animal is going to have to be dependent on for life because you haven't stimulated its own natural ability to produce enzymes, what we have is an opportunity to give an animal and ourselves pure holistic wellness. And this is what I mean by stop supplementing the symptoms. Yeah, if you supplement the symptoms, you probably can alleviate it, but are you really healing your body? Are you really causing the body to naturally heal from within? And from my experience, the answer is no. And so that's why I like this product. And I'm just going to give you a few examples here, and then we can go into questions. But I have seen a very broad range of, I would say, animal imbalances and diseases being helped by this one single product. And most people can't believe it. You know, if an animal has cancer, they ask you for a cancer remedy. If an animal has a bad skin and coat and itching, they ask you for an omega oil remedy, right? Well, I've used this one product for all these examples. We had a diabetic cat, and the owner was giving this product plus several others on and off. And it wasn't until she was consistent that the insulin needs of the diabetic cat improved. And she saw a vast difference when she became regular. Every day she gave a quarter capsule per day. And I think she's up to half a capsule now. She gives a quarter capsule in the morning, quarter capsule at night. But she says, my cat is a different cat. It goes outside now. It's jumping on fences. It's very happy. And this is a 12-year-old, 23-pound cat. And it was a diabetic, dependent on insulin. And she said, before biopreparation, the cat was a bed potato and was hiding in the closet. And afterwards, it's happy and it's outside and has a totally different outlook on life. And as of June 6th of last year, the vet literally took the cat off insulin. Its blood sugar values were so good. And she says, I'm not going to stop biopreparation. And so she's giving a half a capsule every single day. And the cat literally got off its need for insulin. We have another cat that was dying of kidney disease. And kidney disease and chronic renal failure are very prevalent in older cats. It's because of the diet, it's because of over-vaccinations, it's because of the dry food, which causes the kidneys to work overtime. Well, this 17-year-old cat was dying, and it was being given subcutaneous fluids and a lot of other remedies, but it literally perked up and changed within a couple days of starting on Bile Superfood. We had a dog that was scheduled to have $2,000 worth of arthritis surgery. And after being on the product for about 6 months, the owners literally canceled the surgery. And it never got it the rest of its life. It improved so much. We have another example here of a dog that was literally dying of an autoimmune disorder. It's called autoimmune hemolytic anemia, which means it's not manufacturing the red blood cells. And this is a 100% fatal disease. 95% of the dogs diagnosed with this condition die within 6 months. And the other 5% die after 6 months. So there's no survival rate for this disease. Well, we got the dog started on 1 or 2 capsules a day. The blood count started to go up from, I think it was a low of about 16, started to go up and got into the 20s. And normal blood cell count is about 35 to 40 for an animal. And so we continue to do this. And at its peak, the dog, and this is it's about a 60-pound beagle. This dog at its peak was taking 8 capsules of Bile Superfood a day. But the blood cell count was continuing to go up. And finally, the blood cell count got to be normal. And then we said, well, okay, can we decrease this? And about then is when bile preparation came out, and through a gradual transition, we were able to decrease the dog from 8 capsules of Bile Superfood a day down to 2 capsules of Bile Superfood 2 Plus per day as maintenance. And that dog is there at 2 capsules a day now, today, and the owner just placed the reorder today. And the dog is fine and well from this 100% fatal disease. And so going from 8 capsules a day down to 2 shows me we did literally activate the natural ability to heal, and we weren't just supplementing a symptom. For the final testimony and case, you're going to really need to go to the website and download the slides. And by the way, the slides are available. Everything I'm talking about today is on slides. It's in a PDF format. And this last case is from a German Shepherd. It's a 7-year-old German Shepherd who was diagnosed with a mast cell cancer tumor on its paw. And to save the animal, the executive director of the shelter, it was a rescue dog, directed the vet to say, take out as much of the tumor as you can, but don't amputate any of the digits on the paw, because nobody's going to adopt a 3-legged dog. And so they did that. And the first picture that you'll see on the website and in the slides, it's the remaining tumor after surgery. And for those of you who don't have the slides, it's a little pink protrusion from the paw, and it's about the size of about half a walnut and the shell. And that's about the size. It's very visible. But that's what's left, and they did that to preserve the paw. Well, we started on half a capsule a day of Bile Preparation 3+. And gradually, over 10 weeks, we worked up to 1.5 capsules a day for the 65-pound German Shepherd. And the last picture on the slide shows a perfectly normal paw with the hair grown back over it, so that if you looked at both paws, you could not tell which one had the mast cell cancer tumor. And a mast cell cancer tumor is one of the fastest spreading tumors. And the executive director declined the radiation and declined the chemotherapy that was prescribed, and they only used bile preparation. And this, to me, absolutely proves what's in the little blue booklet, Bioalgae Concentrates, that yes, this product was discovered to eliminate the cancer epidemic in animals in Russia. And this is one case, you know, it's not scientifically proven, it's not done with double-blind placebo studies, but it's enough of an example to me to prove the efficacy of this product. So if you don't have the slides, go to www.optimumchoices.com. On the top navigation bar, click on the Classes button. And when you get to the Classes page, go to the left-hand navigation and click on the button. I think it's right at the top. It's called BSF Teleconference, for BioSuper for Teleconference. And we always put the next one that I'm doing up there. And I always have the slides that I talk from at the bottom. Just go to the bottom, and it'll say, click on this link to download the PDF, you know, slides. So basically, that's my talk on why we need to stop supplementing the symptoms, why a whole food product is better, and how there's really a difference between holistic wellness and allopathic value. I mean, so many customers come to me and they compare our products with all the others out there, and they say, well, yours only has this many milligrams, and this product has 50 or 1,500 milligrams. Well, isn't this one better? And I have to explain this concept to them, that it's not the milligrams on the label, it's the net utilization. It's the other complementary ingredient, just like vitamin C. You have to have the rutin, the bioflavonoids, the selenium, the zinc, and the vitamin E to make the vitamin C work. You just can't take ascorbic acid. And it's really a shift in paradigm. I mean, the very first question people ask me is, will your product help with this? Will it help with this disease, this condition, this deficiency? And I really know of no condition that Bio Superfood will not help in humans and in animals. The question is, how much would it help? And how much of the symptoms will it get rid of? You know, that's really the question. But there's no health condition, there's no health deficiency that it will not help. And Dr. Kiriak proved, even in his own family, that you can neutralize the predisposition in genes to cancer. Because he had 5 members of his immediate family die, including his firstborn son. The other 4 members died of pancreatic cancer, and his firstborn son died of a brain tumor. But since he's been giving his Bio Superfood formula to his family, not one member has gotten cancer. So he literally was able to reverse this trend. Now, did he, you know, alleviate the pregenetic disposition? Well, no. His family still has that. And if they stop taking Bio Superfood and they go back to their bad habits of eating bad food, they will probably get cancer again. But he was able to neutralize the effects by causing the body to heal from within. So with that, I think I'm going to stop, and I have one question that was emailed to me, and I'll go over that, then I'll open it up. But somebody wrote in and said they have a 20 and an 18-year-old cat. They've moved 6 times in their lifetime. They feed it, you know, an average diet, but, you know, they eat out of the same bowl, and it's really hard, you know, to separate them. And they want to know if our product will help. Well, yes, it will. I mean, 18 and 20 is very old. They're going to need antioxidants. They're probably not getting the nutrition that they need, especially if they're being fed dry kibble diets. And so, of course, Bio Superfood will help. It'll, with all the omega oils and bio preparation, omega-3, omega-6, and 9, it'll make their coat glossy and shiny. With all the antioxidants, it will help with any inflammation it might have from arthritis. And so, yes, even if they don't have specific diseases, I would do that. This owner also says that there are other animals, like the dog and the cat, are subject to a lot of stress from the move. And so this is one of the benefits that's really not advertised with Bio Superfood. But we had a dog. They bought Bio Superfood specifically for an ear infection. And, yes, the ear infection was clearing up. But the owner wrote to me about a couple months later, and she says, yeah, it's good. But the very best effect that I have noticed is that my dog is not afraid of thunderstorms anymore. It used to cower under the bed whenever there was a thunderstorm, and it used to take hours for it to, you know, get back to normal. You know, it was panting very heavily and shaking and everything. And now, after Bio Superfood, within half an hour of the storm passing, the dog is back to normal. And what is happening here is Bio Superfood is literally balancing the glands and the organs so that the hormones are not out of balance. It's energizing the brain, and so the animal is able to handle stress more. And so, yeah, I would highly recommend this product for any animals with emotional problems, any animal with glandular problems, or just as maintenance for older animals so they don't get chronic renal failure and kidney disease and old age arthritis. So with that, Roland, I'd like to open it up for any questions from the audience.
Hi, can I tell you I have 2 questions?
Go ahead.
I have opened up to Q&A mode, so in order to ask a question, you just have to hit the 6 on your telephone, and you'll be heard. So go ahead, and if you have any questions, ask. Of Russell.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
We have a dog question.
be quiet. Not you, the dog.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, was there somebody else that wanted to speak first?
No, go ahead.
No, you're on. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm sorry. I've been using Bio Superfood 3 and 2 for my dog, the big mouth in the other room. She has problems with her sebaceous glands, but I've been using human grade, and it seems to keep it sort of in check. In other words, it's not as bad as it was before. And but she's always had problems. She's 11 years old, and she's always had problems with her digestive system. And I never found that the Bio Superfood actually helped with that at all. In fact, she has to be on a Pepcid because that seems to sort of cool her down to a certain extent. Would she be better off using the animal grade versus the human grade for her digestive system instead of, because I give her, she weighs 70 pounds, I give her two of the Bio Superfoods number two, one in the morning and one in the afternoon and the evening. And then the number three in the evening.
Okay, and one number three in the evening. Okay. I will answer your question in general. I have to give you my disclaimer. I'm not a vet. I can't prescribe and diagnose.
No. Okay.
So I will answer it in general, and then you can pick it up from there. Or you can email me privately if you'd like. Roland said it's russell@optimumchoices.com. Generally speaking, if any animal, dog or cat, has digestive problems, we generally start with the human formula because it's more gentle on the digestive tract and it causes less detoxing than the animal formula. That's why in the animal formula they have that little plus sign after the number. F2 plus in animal products is definitely more potent and more therapeutic than F2 on the human side. So you did the right thing. You started the animal on Bio Superfood, which is gentle. Now that it's accustomed to the Bio Superfood and you're not seeing all the desired results that you want and the animal's natural ability to heal and digest the food and everything else is not fully, you know, seen, my suggestion would be to go to a more potent formula and product. So in general, yes, I would suggest after an animal has been accustomed to Bio Superfood and you don't see all the desired results, it's just transitioning to the animal formula would be the next step to see if you can totally balance everything. Because what I'm hearing is, you know, some glands are clogged up, and that's an indication that, you know, it's not 100%. Digestive system is not 100% functional, so whether it's the digestive enzymes, whether it's amino acids, whether it's immunoglobulins in the stomach, we don't know, but still something's not 100%, and the animal's not producing enough. So the extra kick from the bio preparation would be a suggestion to move up to, yes.
Oh, okay, now, so therefore you're saying that I should stop with the number two and the number three and go to what on the dog side, the animal side?
Well, what I would do, since you're already giving Bio Superfood, is transition slowly. Don't do it all at once. If you're giving anywhere from 2 to 4 capsules a day, you know, I don't remember what it was, substitute one of those capsules with a bio preparation capsule. Do that with the same number formula. So in other words, an F2 substitute with an F2 plus. Do that for a week or two. See how your dog does. Then if that's not enough, take another bio preparation and substitute, you know, another bio superfood capsule and gradually transition until you get the desired results. And that way it's more gradual.
Now that is for the digestive. And should I then just keep her then on the human grade number three for the glandular problem?
Well, again, I don't want to address specific symptoms, but I would say keep substituting the bio preparation for the bio superfood capsules as long as the total health of the dog is not 100%. Don't do it just to specifically treat a symptom, just the glands or just the digestive system, okay? Look totally at the whole body, because as long as one thing is out of balance, the dog is still missing something. And so you need to do more to wake up the glands and organs because they're still out of balance. See, it's all connected. It's not just a gland problem, and it's not just a digestive system or an intestinal problem. It's all related. Does that make sense?
Okay, but, all right, my question to you, my next question to you in reference to this is, do I get the number two or do I get the number three for her?
I would start with the least potent first. I would start with the biopreparation formula 2+ and start substituting that first, because you don't want to upset, you know.
Okay, and then how much would I wind up using increasing that to until
I
thought
figured out? Why don't you take it on with Russell and leave a chance for some other question. Take it on with Russell by email or give him a call.
Okay.
And you can work it out, I think.
Yeah, I'd be happy to answer your question.
I have a question, if possible.
Sure, go ahead.
Yes, please.
Hello? Yes,
go ahead.
Thank you. I've been giving the, I think it's the F2+, to my dog for several months now. And she's a young dog, so she's been in really good health. But I have been giving it to her because my understanding is that it does help remove heavy metals from the body.
Yes.
She has some vaccine reactions,
mm-hmm.
and I'm hoping that this will help detox her from these metals that may have gotten into her system. Is that possible to do with your formula?
Yes. Any spirulina and algae is known for taking out toxins from the systems, especially heavy metals. Not just, you know, by a superfood. But yes, as a maintenance thing, I would highly recommend it, and I'll cite an example. We had a Newfoundland that was given something like 33...
Your conference will expire in 10 minutes.
Okay, we got 10 minutes, okay. We had a Newfoundland that was given over 33 vaccines as a puppy, and its immune system was shot. It had pus coming out of the eyes. Its fur was literally coming out. It was scratching all the time. You know, just every immune response you could think of. And so they wanted to do holistic stuff, so they took some homeopaths, and that helped a little, but all the symptoms were still there. It was just being reduced. And so we did start the dog on the bio superfood. And they switched to a raw diet, and this took probably 12 to 18 months. But finally, all the symptoms of a compromised immune system were gone. After, you know, getting 33 different vaccines, and she attributes this.
You know,
yes. Go ahead.
It's interesting you should mention that, too, because she does have some, I assume they're allergies. She does get hives in the summer.
Exactly.
And, Roland, I've been working with Lita on this. She's the one who recommended your product. And, but it sounds like maybe the BioPrep would help with that then also.
Yes, the antioxidants would help detox the animal system from the heavy metals, especially the mercury that's in vaccines, and would also nutritionally build up the glands and organs, especially the endocrine system, which is one of the prime systems for regulating the immune system. And that's what this Newfoundland owner found, that you needed both the homeopaths to help, but you also needed the nutritional part and the pulling out of the heavy metals and the mercury from the vaccines that the bio superfood does. And it literally took her 12...
70 pounds. Can you give me a recommended amount that I should be giving her?
You'll have to contact me offline again. I don't want to get into diagnosing and prescribing because I'm not a vet. So if you'll call me, we have a toll-free number, by the way. It's 866-305-2306. And you can also email me at Russell, with two S's and two L's, at OptimumChoices.com, and just reference this teleconference call. You know, I'd be happy to help you.
Okay. Thank you very much. I
sure.
appreciate it.
Sure. Any other questions? Well, I'm really happy that all of you joined us. I'm sharing with you...
I got one more question.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
The website is OptimumChoices.com?
Correct.
Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay,
Optimum...
It doesn't come up.
It's Optimum Choices with an S on the end. If you just type in Optimum Choice, it's a whole different company. I think they're an insurance company, but Optimum Choices with an S on the end .com.
Okay,
yeah, make sure there's no OPTIMUMCHOICES.
OPTIMUMCHOICES.com.
Correct. Yep.
Correct?
Yes. Are there any other specific animal questions out there?
When you type in the word soy, how do you get to that article again?
When you get to OptimalChoices.com on the home page, click on the search button at the very top navigation bar.
Yes,
and then in the white box, just click in soy or soy products and then just hit the enter key or the go-to button or whatever it is, and it'll take you to all the references on our website that have soy in it. And one of those articles, it's a newsletter article, and I don't remember what year or what month, but you'll have to go through all the references to find the specific article. And then in that article... Yeah, you'll have to go through them. But in that newsletter article, we also did a book review on the whole soy story book. And that's where all the references are that I'm citing.
All right.